the biggest stories from the pages of the London Free Press and lfpress.com. This is the London Free Press Podcast with your host, Rachel Gilbert.
Welcome to the London Free Press Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Gilbert. A massive housing project is in the works on the lands of the former London Psychiatric Hospital. Old Oak Properties bought the lands in 2019 and is asking City Hall to be allowed to build 8,400 more units, or 8,400 units, which is far more than originally planned, about 2,600 more than planned. So today I'm talking with London Free Press reporter Jonathan Juha about the proposal and what these lands might look like in the future. Hi, Jonathan, how are you?
Not too bad on yourself.
Good, good. So the planning committee, what was the proposal going forward to the planning committee? What did Old Oak, what were they looking for?
Well, plans for the lands have been in the works, as you say, since Old Oaks bought the property back in 2019. It was always going to be a large development on this site of where you said the psychiatric hospital used to be. But what they're proposing now is even an expansion on their original plans, in the sense that they want even more density than initially expected. The original plans had towers in it. Now they want the height of some of those towers increase from 22 stories to 32. The original plans also included some, single family homes, but now there's a lot more interest in that missing middle, like townhouses and lower density buildings and things like that. So that's what's pretty much going to bring the number of units up to 8,400, according to the staff report created on the proposal. Because you're going to have taller buildings and more of these townhouses, stacked townhouses projects, as opposed to single family home. So the density is going to be graded, and they're allowing for more units overall to be included. And talking to representative of Old Oaks, they say, imagine, the development that is right behind Cherry Hill Mall, 2.5 times that. So, wow. So it's going to be the largest single development in the history of the city.
Are these all going to be rental units, or will any of them be to purchase?
As far as I understand, the vast majority is going to be for rental units. Obviously, that's subject to change, and that can change in the future. But like the buildings that they're planning, right, for example, at the corner of Oxford and Highbury, are purpose-built rentals. So that's going to be hundreds of apartments up for rent. Obviously, with the change in the density, the company is still working through the designs and what the new project could look like. But the basics remain the same, and most of the units, if not all of them, are going to be for rental, which is Old Oak's specialty.
Okay. Talk about the proposal to change it, because you and I had talked about this before, and that buildings were going to, part of the London plan, and this had to go to Ontario, that buildings could be higher than before. So how does that all work together? How does that go along with this application?
Well, it's interesting because you say like council recently voted in favor of amending the London plan, which is basically the blueprint for construction in the city. The London plan itself called for higher density in certain areas, like especially ones that are already serviced by transit. Obviously, Oxford and Highbury is one of those key corridors in the city connecting Fanshawe College to the downtown and other parts of the city, right? So the changes that council recently approved allow for taller buildings in those areas up to 45 stories high in the specific transit corridors, and taller buildings overall across different parts of the city as well. What's interesting is that, like you said, council approved those changes, but they still need to be approved by the province as well. So it means that this application itself still has to go to the regular process through City Council to get that approval to make the amendments to allow for higher density. Mm. Had Old Oak apply for or put this proposal for a few months from now, maybe this wouldn't even have made it to Council at all, because it would have been approved as of right. But this is just sort of like a reflection of the company really wanting to move forward with the project. And their goal is to start as soon as possible, possibly next spring. So the completion of the project is a long build. It's about 20 years. That's another reflection of the increased density. Initially, it was expected to be between 10 and 15. Mm-hmm. Now that timeline has been extended to 20. But the plan is to start as soon as possible and as early as the spring of next year. So that's why they put the proposal over to council. and it has been voted unanimously approved by the committee. It needs now to be ratified by full council in a couple of weeks.
Yeah. Okay. And where exactly is this going to be? Because the London Psychiatric Hospital is just on Highbury, but just kind of south of Oxford, right at the corner of Oxford and Highbury right now, there are soccer fields. So is that part of the land that Old Oak purchased?
Well, those plans still need to work out again because of the changes to the density. The plans as they stand right now is the higher towers are going to be located like right at the corner of Oxford and Highbury. And that's where you're going to see the taller buildings. And as you go south along Highbury, there are going to be other towers, but that's going to be decreasing in density. Like the height of the buildings is going to be about 20 stories. And then as you go sort of like towards the middle of the land, then there's where you're going to have like lower high rises or lower buildings. And then more towards the center, you're going to have the townhomes and townhouses. So it's a project that I like just the magnitude of it. Many things can change from the planning stage until it's actually built. For example, like the construction will include or will require the addition of about 7 streets as well to allow for, you know, people go in and out that village. There are components about protecting the 4 heritage buildings that are still part of the land. And there's going to be, you know, green spaces, path for cycling and things like that. But the final sort of like layout still in the works between the city and Old Oak. What they're seeking right now is sort of like that initial approval to increase the density, and then final plans will continue to develop as the process continues.
Sure. As you said, this is like there's 8,400 units, which, you know, maybe there's two people per unit on average. That's a small town moving into one fairly small area. But this is going to be a very long time. I mean, it's not going to explode in the next 5 years. This is a really long, long build.
It's a really long build, but it's also one that is needed for the city. As we have been talking over the past few years, London is in the midst of a housing affordability crisis. And a big part of it is the growth of the population of the city. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see, I'm actually working on a story right now about some of the projections of how fast the city could grow. And when you're in the midst of that situation, obviously any unit helps. And having a development of this size, some analysts believe could have a big impact on trying to increase the supply to meet the demand that is still out there and try to stabilize some of the prices. I mean, rents, as much as they've stabilized over the last few months a little bit, they're still high compared to what they were only 5 years ago, right? And if the population of the city is only expected to grow, these type of projects are going to be much needed in the city. The other benefit of it is that it happens within the boundary of the city, which is one of the other key elements of the London plan. They wanted to stop, you know, the urban sprawl and having to build on the edges of the city, because that requires a lot more infrastructure, adding, you know, roads and sewer and all of that from scratch. This is an area that it's already, you know, serviced by the city. You know, the psychiatric hospital used to be on the land, and you have high schools and pensha and businesses in the area. So it's more cost effective, to put it that way, to build in areas that already have some infrastructure in place than having to do it all from scratch. So it's also one of the reasons why the proposal was so well received by politicians in the city as well. It aligns itself with what the London plan in theory was trying to achieve before the recent changes.
I know we need the units, and of course we're in a housing crisis. Is this going to overwhelm the infrastructure that's already in that area?
That remains to be seen. But again, like if we go by the plans that the city has had for a few years now, again, since the adoption of the London plan, it's more cost effective, and it makes more sense to add this infrastructure where there's already sort of like the backbones of the infrastructure already in place. So obviously there are going to be, I would imagine, some details to work out in that end, but it makes more sense to, again, build in an area that already has some services and trying to build from scratch somewhere else in London, right? Like if you think about, like you say, we're adding the size of a small town in that corner, having access to transit, it's going to be critical. And right at that corner of Oxford and Highbury, that's going to be one of the transit villages that are included in the BRT plan as well. So it aligns with a lot of the priorities the city has right now, especially the housing, and doing it in a place where there's already services and transportation. So it's a like I talked for the story with Deputy Mayor Jean Louis, and he pretty much called it like a win-win-win for all involved. It's obviously gonna bring some change, but if you think about it from businesses' perspective in the area, obviously they're gonna have a larger pool of from customers to pull from, right? So the benefits are in several areas. It's gonna bring some pains, obviously more traffic, more people to that corner, but it's a land that's been vacant since the closing of the hospital in 2014. So it from many aspects, it brings some positive elements to the city.
Sean Lewis called it a transformative a project, so something that's needed. Okay, so what did the commit what did the planning committee vote on this, and then where do we go from here?
So as I understand, my colleague Jack, he was covering the meeting as we speak. He said to me that the committee voted unanimously on it. For anyone who's interested in a little bit of the debate, they'll have to go to lfpress.com to follow his coverage. But now it would have to be approved for full council. And then again, since the construction is expected to start until next year and some of the planning details are still a little bit up in the air, I would imagine that the city and the company are going to be having those conversations now that they have the green light moving forward to what the final details of the projects are going to be like.
Right. And we don't know exactly when they'll start building quite yet, right? Just waiting for
No,
all those
there's not a
approvals.
st yeah, there's not a date set in stone. The goal is next spring and to start the project as soon as possible. I think that comes both from the company itself and the city wanting to see shovels on the ground as soon as possible. Because again, any unit that is built in the city right now could have a potential benefit to try to control prices both for rent and housing.
All right. Well, thank you, Jonathan. I know we're going to definitely hear much more about this project, and we'll follow your reporting at lfpress.com. But thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.